Ichokwadi rimwe ramazuva baba wangu. Tichasvika pokuti nhamo nematambudziko nekushusha nezvinoti tambudza baba vangu zvichasvika pazvichapera. Toenda kumusha uyo baba wangu. Tinotenda baba wangu wakaipa achiumba seshumba. Tinongoziva kuti zinhema Satani. Nokuti kune shumba imwe chete yerudzi rwekwaJudha iyo that is able to take the book and to lose the seals thereof. Now we know that the power is in the bride. We are not shaken. We are not defeated. Oh, thank you, Jesus. You said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I will be in their midst. Lord, we know, Father, you have respect for your word. We have no shadow of doubt that you are in our presence this morning. Father, we know the empty spaces, they are covered up by angels. The less people are in the church, the more angels are filling up the spaces. Who therefore can be against us? Father, we want to thank you, Jesus. We want to thank you for the songs of Zion. They give us courage. Lord God, we know these are mighty women, mighty men of valor. Though the devil is trying to threaten them. But Lord, we know we are never defeated by the enemy. Where he belongs is under the soles of our feet. If we are going to have testimony time, time will not allow us for each one to give the testimonies of what the Lord has done in our lives. Therefore, we are saying thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done in our midst. Being in church this morning, Lord, we want to say thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. Because we are in your tabernacle, which was dedicated, Lord, we know you hear our prayer. Those that are sick, Lord, it's not possible for them to go back the same way they came in. Lord, we are looking for the miraculous. Because the supernatural is here, we thank you, Father. We commit the rest of the service in your hands in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Even also this envelope, Lord, brought in by your believing child, I lay my hands on it, Father. Not as a custom, but Father, Lord, God is exercising the faith. Bless it, Father, that the intended purpose might be fulfilled. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. You may take your seats. Sister Kulwa, she has got a grandchild to be dedicated. Bring them in as she brings the grandchild. We want grandmothers who are like that, who then even usher in their faith to their children until the faith is manifested in Timothy. Ishe arumoko angu baba tinoziziva vabereke vacherechedza kuti chengetedzo iri muzita ratenzi Jesu Kristu. Mwari chete ndiwo anokwanisa kuchengeta, ndosaka vauya nemwana uyu. We thank you, Jehovah, as we take the child from the hands of the parents, Lord Jesus Christ, and commit the child in your hands, Father. We know we are safe in God's protection. That's why we are coming with this baby in dedication, Lord. Heavenly Father, I pray, oh God, may you also be with the parents. Lord Jesus Christ, the same stirring, Lord, that you did to their hearts to bring the young one, Lord, for dedication, Lord. I also pray, Father, may you also stir their hearts, Lord Jehovah,
find the Lord Jesus Christ, that Lord Jesus, you do something in their lives. Keep them, Lord. Protect them, Lord. Guide and protect them, Lord. We commit the baby in your hands in dedication in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as we also pray for the grandmother. Be with her in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. I want to greet you this morning in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So thankful unto the Lord that we are here in the house of the Lord. It will be a custom if I ask, are you happy this morning? But we are so thankful unto the Lord. I also want to greet those joining us via live streaming in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus
Christ.
We want to thank God. Though I might not be able to express or see some of you and knowing you, but I can see from the faces that you are healthy. We just want to give a thunderous clap offering to the Lord for his protection. Let's stand on our feet for a scripture reading. I also want to greet my friends in the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I was here yesterday. I saw the musicians, they were doing a great job. Practicing, making sure that things are in order. We want to thank them for their efforts. Including the technical team and everybody, we want to say God bless you. And you, I know you were also preparing for this service, praying for it. We want to say God bless you as well. As we open Ezra chapter 8, verse 22. We'll read
verse 22.
It starts by saying, "For I was ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way, because we had spoken unto the king, saying, the hand of our God is upon all them for good that seek him, but his power and his wrath is against all that forsake him."
Nokuti ini ndakanyara kukumbira kuna mambo boka remauto nematasho amabhiza kutibatsira kurwisa muvengi. Nokuti tangata taura na mambo tichiti ruoko rwaMwari wedu riri pane vose avo vanomutsvaka nesimba rake nehasha dzake dzinopesana neavo vose vanomusiya.
So we fasted and besought our God for this, and he was entreated of us. We jumped to verse 31 to save our
time.
Then we departed from the river of Ahava on the 12th day of the fifth month, first month, to go unto Jerusalem. And the hand of our God was upon us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy, and of such as lay in wait by the way, and we came to Jerusalem.
Zvino isu takabva parwizi rweAhava, muzuva rechigumi neviri, mwedzi wokutanga kuenda Jerusarema, uye ruoko rwaJehovha rwakanga rwinesu, vakatidzikinura kubva paruoko rwomuvengi, neavo vose vanga vakatimirira munzira.
May the Lord bless the reading of his word as you take your seats.
Shei daivaro bafadza kwerongo kushukurawo mchikara yenyu pasi.
We are so thankful unto the Lord this morning
that
we are alive, we are well, we are safe. We only find safety or protection in God's word. For a short while we are going to talk about you are safe under God's protection. Maybe as a background so that you understand. Now, this story is wherein the Jews were taken captive. This was at the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonians under the rulership of Nebuchadnezzar the king. Now, so when Nebuchadnezzar did take over or destroyed Jerusalem, he then also took the Jews with him to go to Babylon.
Zvino Nebuchadnezzar paakaparadza Jerusalem akatorawo majuda akaenda nawo kuBabylon.
So they were taken as captives.
Vakatorwa senhapwa.
Now he also took with him utensils that were used in the temple.
Iye akatorawo zvaishandiswa mutemberi, midziyo yemutemberi.
And then he went and put those utensils that were used in the temple of God were put in the temple of the pagan god. With the passage of time, God who is rich in mercy, another king came. Now, that is in Babylon. Now, while in Babylon in the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, God stirred the heart of this heathen king. And the king could not understand it, but he just had to make a proclamation. The proclamation was, I am allowing the Jews to go back to Judah, their homeland, and to rebuild the temple. This is a heathen king who is making such a proclamation. What had happened? God has stirred his heart. If God can stir the heart of a heathen king, there is nothing impossible here on earth that God cannot change. To make matters worse, the proclamation also had this. He said the vessels that my preceding king Nebuchadnezzar took has to go back to their original place, that is in the temple of God. We are talking of payback time. We are talking of a God of restoration. It is possible, brother and sister, if God, somebody is the enemy, the chief enemy, the devil, if he has taken something away from you, God can stir the heart even of that person, the very person who took it away from you, or somebody who is an acquaintance of that person, to say is payback time. It's payback time, sister. It's payback time, brother. We believe in the God of restoration. So people, yes, they went back. And they started building the temple. The temple was rededicated. Allow me, I'll just jump. We come to chapter 7 of Ezra.
Ezra chapter 7.
Now, this is now after many, many years again. God, he stayed again. The heart of another heathen king by the name Artaxerxes. He authorized Ezra. To say the remnant, those people who were still yet in Babylon, he said, I'm authorizing you to go back. Not only that, I'm also going to give you silver and gold so that you use in the temple of God. Silver and gold is mine, says the Lord. He was instructed by a heathen king to say, this money, use it to procure or to buy provision for sacrifices and offerings. You buy your rams, you buy your lambs, you buy your bullocks. The Bible says, it's the royal treasury's, it was the royal treasury's responsibility to usher in or to give this money. From a heathen king, brother, they were given 650 talents of silver.
650 silver.
In modern language, this is equivalent to 49,000 pounds of silver.
49,000 my pounds is silver.
Those may be schooled by the British accent. We are talking of 25 tons of silver.
100
tons of gold.
Matan 100 ye goride.
Equivalent to 7,500 pounds of gold.
Akafanani ma pounds 7,500 ye goride.
This is 3.75 rounding off to 4 tons of gold.
Yeah, 4,000 kgs the gold.
Imagine, brother, this is a heathen king. They are being impoverished to the betterment of Jerusalem. This is great treasure. By any standard, sure, such great treasure will need protection. Four tons of gold, brother. We had in our country just a little bit of money that was just being transported from the capital city to another city, just a few kilometers. We heard gunfires erupted and that disappeared. But now we are talking of 4 tons. There was need for heavy protection. So Ezra had an option to request the king who had given this abundance of riches to say, I need protection to transport this wealth.
Mambo anga avapa goride iri nindarama Israel gona kunokumbira kuti kumbira kuchengetedzo yemauto.
In a normal sense, I'm sure the king was expecting Ezra to come and say, I need a band of soldiers to help me protect this as I carry it to Jerusalem.
Ziri zvemazvo se mambo anga ine tarisiro kuti Ezra achauya achikumbira mauto, kwete mauto egabadza asi mauto kwao kuti achengetedze fumai.
But Ezra said,
as Ezra akati,
I am ashamed.
Ini ndinonyara.
Let's read it you here.
Kadi veringe izvi kare.
Where we read, that is verse 22.
Ezra 8, pandima 22.
I am ashamed to require of the king a band of soldiers and horsemen to help us against the enemy in the way.
Dinonyara kukumbira mambo bokare mauto nevatashi vamabhiza kuti batsira kurwisa muvengi mumugwagwa kana munzira.
If you have maybe $500 in your pocket,
yatimboti muhomwe makomo ne 500 madora,
Okay, maybe you might say, okay, it's a little money. Let's call it 5,000 in your pocket.
All right, ngati muti muwe dzako mune $5,000.
We can just see even by your step to no. Say things are not the usual. When you have got 5,000 in your pockets,
tinogona kutiona magariro anenge akaita hama mune 5,000 imwe rumu kuti zvina zvina kumira mushi.
You can also excuse a brother not trusting another brother because he has 5,000 on himself.
Munogona kuregerera hama ikasarikidza hama dzisikwirira pedyo nekuti hama inenge ine madhora masakwatira 5,000.
I will also even excuse a brother who can also hire a security company to protect him of his wealth.
Ini ndinogona kunzwisisa hama inogona kutotsvaga vachengetedzi veupfumi vachengete upfumi hwavanenge vainawo.
But Ezra, he had this option. He was not going to pay any extra cost.
Ezra ka akanga ine mukana uyu anga asingazobhadhari imwe mari yechengetedzi.
But he felt ashamed to be protected by soldiers.
Asi akanzwa kunyara kuti achengetedzwe nemauto.
He said,
akati,
he had spoken to the king
nekuti ndanga ndataura namambo,
to say our God
ndichiti mwari wedu
is upon all them for good that seek him.
Anochengetedza nokusingaperi avo vanomutsvaka.
Now, if he can protect those who are good,
kana achigona kuchengetedza avo vakanaka,
Ezra felt it that it's shameful to go and ask for a natural protection.
Ezra akanzwa kunyara kuti aende kunotsvaka chengetedzo yepanyama.
He therefore said,
naizvozvo vakazoti,
we are only safe under God's protection.
Isu takangochengetedzeka bedzi pasi pechengetedzo yaMwari.
Therefore he said, how do we unlock God's protection?
Naizvozvo zvino akati ko zvino tinotupfunura seiko chengetedzo yaMwari.
He said, let us fast.
Hanzi ngati tsanyi.
Let us be, let's seek the face of the Lord.
Ngati tsvagei uso waJehovah.
So that he will be entreated on us.
Kuti ivo vagotinzwa munyengetero yedu.
I want to tell you, brother and sister,
ndokutaurira yama nehanzvadzi,
this is the best decision that Ezra made.
Iyi ndo sarudzo yakanakisa yakaitwa naEzra.
If he had taken or asked for a band of soldiers,
dayanga akakumbira boka remauto,
maybe the enemy on the way, they were also going to hire more people more powerful than them, and the God was going to go away.
Kuda muvengi aizotora mauto anga akawanda ane simba kupfuura anga apiwa namambo.
But our God,
asi Mwari wedu,
who is rich in mercy,
vazere nenyasha,
who fills all space and eternity,
vanosadza nguva yeshe nezienda nakuenda,
he protects you, brother.
Vanokuchengeta hama yako.
You might not even notice,
unogona kusazvicherechedza,
to say he is there,
kutoziva kuti aripo.
But the footsteps of the righteous,
asi simba netsoka,
are ordered of the Lord,
dzevatsvene dzinotungamirirwa nazvo.
If you are righteous, brother and sister,
kana wakarurama,
wherever the Lord leads you,
chero kwatungamirirwa nazvo,
even if you are walking in the valley and shadow of death, tell the devil, the footsteps of the righteous, you can even issue out a whistle whilst you are in danger, grave danger, brother and sister. You can sing, you can whistle, the Lord is my strength. The devil thinks he wants to issue fear on you.
Satan anofunga kuti ari kukusandudzira kutya pauri.
Realize,
ucherechedza,
you are safe under God's protection.
Iwe wakachengetedzeka, wakachengetedzeka pasi
pa Mwari. When they fasted, when they prayed,
pavakatsanya nokunamata,
then they departed from the river Ahava.
Vakazobva parwizi rweAhava.
On the 12th day of the first month,
pazuva rechitiko mamwedzi wekutanga,
they were leaving a land where they are captives,
vanga vachisiya kana kuti vachibva munzvimbo yavanga vari nhapwa,
to go to the promised land, Jerusalem,
kuti vaende panyika yechipikirwa Jerusalema.
And because they had prayed,
nekuti vanga vanamata,
the hand of the Lord was upon them,
ruoko rwaMwari rwanga rwuri pavari,
and he delivered them from the hand of the enemy,
akavadzikinura kubva paruoko rwomuvengi.
They knew there were some people who were going to lay wait by the way,
vaitoziva kuti pane vachavanyangira munzira.
and they came to Jerusalem.
Vakashika Jerusalem.
If you want to reach your destiny, brother,
kana uchida kusvika kwauri kuenda hama yako,
don't lay your arm on the arm of flesh.
Usaise kuvimba kwako muruoko rwemunhu.
But put your trust in the true God.
Isa kuvimba kwako muna Mwari wemazviro kwazvo.
Nations, they don't trust one another.
Nyika hadzivimbe nedzimwe nyika.
They can be friends, but they don't trust one another.
Vanogona kuwirirana pane dzimwe nyaya asi havawirirane zvo.
That's what the prophet says in the message, convinced and then concerned.
Ndozvinotaurana Brother Branham Marizoi, convinced then concerned.
32, he said.
Paragraph 32, vanoti.
Now, you see,
munoona,
if a nation sends spies over everywhere to find out what the next man got,
kana nyika ichigona kutumira tsori kune dzimwe nyika dzose kuti vaone kuti mumwe uyu anei hama yangu.
We got plenty, although we are friendly with England.
Isu tiri shamwari neshamwari nenyika yeEngland.
There's English spies here.
Asi muno muAmerica mune maspy ekuEngland.
To see our atomic secrets.
Kuti vaone zvakavanzika zvemabhombo edu atinawo.
And there's also American spies in England.
Zvino kuEngland kune tsori dzekuAmerica.
See what they got too.
Kuti dzione kuti vanei.
There's no trust one to another.
Hapana nyika inovimba neimwe.
Because one is finding it one thing, another tries to find something else to counteract that.
Nekuti mumwe akawana zvimwe, imwe nyika yakutsvaga zvimwe zvinokwanisa kumishidzana nezvaawana.
That's the way they survive.
Ndo kaenderero mberi kanoita zvinhu.
God to his army.
Mwari kuuto rake kana kuti muhondo yake.
Every nation tries to equip their army with the best.
Nyika yega yega inofanira kupa mauto ayo zvombo zvakanaka.
They must do it to survive.
Vanofanira kudaro kuti vararame.
Now, and God is equipping his army.
Zvino Mwari vari kupa zvombo kuhondo yake kana
kuti
mauto
ayo. Being in finite, not the best armor that there was.
Ivo samwari asina magumu anoziya zvombo nenhoo dzakanakisa.
And what did he do? He gave his army his word.
Zvino akaita sei? Akapa kune uto rake shoko rake.
We not fortified behind denominations.
Isu hatina kuchengetedzwa
kuseri kwesangano. Not fortified behind groups.
Kana kuseri kwemapoka.
We fortified by the word of God.
Takachengetedzwa neshoko raMwari.
And the devil knew that.
Satana akazviziya manje.
He's talking about Eve, etc., etc. Just jump. And then said, but you know where he got Eve at on reasonings. The Bible said we should cast down reasonings. Faith does. Then you say, isn't it reasonable, Brother Branham, that the church is in a better state today than it was at Azusa Street or back at that time?
Hans, Brother Branham, hazvina musoro here kuti titi kereke yanga iri pano pari nani panguva yaAzusa pane painga iri panguva iyoyo.
They've got away from the word.
Ah, vabva pashokwa.
They got away from their shield.
Vabva panhoo yavo.
The word is our protection.
Shoko ndo chengetedzo yedu isu.
So, brother and sister, if somebody wants to give you something else outside of the word, realize and know the person is taking you away from your protection.
Pakawana munhu anoda kupa chimwe chinhu chisiri shoko raMwari ka, ziva kuti munhu iye anoda kubvisa pachengetedzo yake.
Because we are only safe when we are under God's protection.
Nekuti takangochengetedzeka bedzi tiri pasi pechengetedzo yeshoko raMwari.
The mighty God unveiled before us, the prophet says, 137.
Mwari mukuru achizarurwa mberi pedu, paragraph 137.
This little family we find,
hanzi muri diki yatinoona.
I told him a little story, so I was talking to another person who was a critic of him, right, so the prophet is just telling him the story.
Ari kumutaura nyaya iyi, mai kutaura kune mutsoropodzi.
Which came to me in my mind just now, that one night came up a storm and mother said to
Junior,
now you go on upstairs, son, and go to bed.
He said, Mama,
I'm scared. I ain't nothing going to hurt you. Go on up. Go to bed. So mommy is telling
Junior.
Little Junior laid up there and the lightning flashing around the windows.
Junior
and the little fellow got so nervous, his stick,
his head under the cover, and he could still hear the lightning or see the lightning flash on the windows, hear the thunder roll.
So
he said, Mama. She said, what do you want, Junior?
She
said, come up and sleep with me. So she comes up the steps like any good loyal mother would do. Came up and took the little Junior in her arms.
Said,
Junior, mother wishes to speak to you just a moment.
Alright,
Mama. Said, you must bear in mind this. We go to church constantly. We read the Bible, we pray. We're a Christian family, we believe in God. We believe that in storms and whatsoever goes on, God is our protection. I like a godly, saintly mother who is fortifying what is being preached to say God is our protection to Junior. But I also like Junior's response. He said, Mama, I believe every bit of that. But when that lightning is so close, he said, I want a God with a skin on it. Praise be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
This is what we want, brother and sister. We don't want a historic God. A historic God won't do us any good. But we want I am. He is not known as I was. He is I am. Behold, I will send you Elijah. This is what the I am is saying through his prophet Elijah. I want gold with the skin on. When you find that problem, brother, yes, you can read me a scripture. But I want God right on the feet. When I am sick, you tell me of the 10 lepers. Yes, they were healed. But I also want my healing. Because he is a present tense God. I want a God with a skin on him. It is possible, brother. Because he is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. If
Ezra
said, I don't want natural protection. Oh, brother, I like the word. Choices we are allowed to make. If Ezra had asked for natural protection, he was going to get natural protection. Don't blame a brother who wants that natural protection. But as for me and my house, we want protection from the Almighty. Glory be to God. I want to be sure that God is with me. And when he is with me, I will reach my Jerusalem. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Any enemy who wants to see me on the way, let him be good enough to face the Almighty God. 142, the prophet continues.
Paragraph 142, brother.
So I think not only
Junior,
but all of us feel that way. When we get together, when we pray one for another, God with a skin on it, we find out there that God always had skin on him. When Moses seen him, he had his skin on him, looked like a man. When God was behind the curtains, he had skin on him. And God tonight, in his church, is veiled in his church with skin on it. He is still the same God tonight. He is still the same brother. Proof of his resurrection.
17,
he says,
Paragraph 70.
Listen. And as the Father sent me, so do I send you. He don't only send you, but he goes with you. I like this God of mine. He does not just send you. He goes with you. I will be with you, even in you, till the end of the world. All that was in God was poured into Christ. All that was in Christ was emptied out into the believer. The church, God is with you. If God is with me, brother, I know I am protected. Lo, I am with thee always. Even to the end of the world, we are the ones who can take this scripture and say this is ours, because indeed we are the ones to whom the ends of the world has come.
That's
the declaration of God's word. And when God has declared, nothing will, no matter what happens, nothing can conquer that which has been declared by God. That's what the Bible says. That's what I believe. And if we had to stand it alone, stand it for God's word, every man that's got everywhere has to stand alone on his convictions only. That's not in the partnerships.
There
is only one who will walk it with you. And that's him who made the statement. The Lord Jesus, he is the one that will trod the valley with you. He will go through every briar patch and climb every mountain by your side. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord.
Marija, stand still and see the salvation of the
Paragraph
Lord.
Paragraph
1-3.
So the one who made the statement, who made just the declaration, he will be with you. No wonder why David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Brother and sister, there is no need for you even to worry. Yes, be worried when you are under natural protection. You have read stories wherein even the protected is being killed by the protector. But this is not so with our God. He does not sleep, he does not slumber. I remember another, somebody taken to watch the watchman to watch over people. And then when nature struck on him, he also slept. And those people whom we read here, the sons of Belial, they came, they also did what they are trained to do. And when the good man of the house woke up in the morning, behold, his wealth, his riches were gone. But every month he was paying money for protection. But with our God, without money, without price, you are safe and secure. 13, the prophet says,
Paragraph 13, Brother Branham Anoti.
Now coming up to the Red Sea, what a time. This covenant people who had the promise of God
And who is standing firm on the promise? Now, it's so strange to see when people take a stand for God, it looks like the devil throws everything in their way that he can throw in their way.
Zvinoshamisa kuti vanhu pavanomira naMwari, Satan anotora zvese zvaanogona kukanda munzira kuti zvivapingaidze.
This I'm sure you are well aware. The more you try to live right, that's when you see temptations. That's when you see the devil throwing in spanners in the work. But God makes a way through that which. Some of my greatest experiences that I have witnessed before God is when I got to a place where I couldn't go over, under, or around, but just stand still.
So
he is saying it's one of the greatest experiences where I am not able to help myself, where human effort has come to the end, or somebody has come to the end of his wits. You can try what you can as a man, but then you realize I cannot help myself. The only way you can do is just to stand still. Now the prophet is saying, God makes a way through it somehow. He hasn't failed yet, and he will never fail. God cannot fail. Why don't you then put your trust in this God who cannot fail? And it seemed like when these children of Israel had gone to the Red Sea, the pillar of fire leading them, Pharaoh's army behind them, the mountain and the sea cutting them off. If all nature would have wept out for this little people, unarmed in a great marching army. But sometimes God's path leads right through such places. Listen to what the prophet says. God wanted to show his power. God loves to display his power. So, brother and sister, even in the very situation which you are passing through, you might think, yes, it was better when I was still in the world. But God allows situations to happen so that he shows his power. If these children of Israel were never cornered at the Red Sea, there was no way they were going to see who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods. Fearful in praises, doing wonders. But God wanted them to sing that song, so he had to create a situation to enable them, even to force them to sing it. If God realizes that he is not happy with the way you are serving him, he can also cause a situation to come your way so that he will force you to worship him better, so that at the end of it all, glory and honor will be given back to him. Listen to our favorite quote. Oh, sometimes when I take my little Joseph or one of my little girls, I set them down to talk with them,
Dikatora mwana wangu Joseph kana mwashikana nawo ndogara nawo pashi nditaure nawo.
Yes, on my lap, you don't know how it makes me feel.
Ndovaisa pachidya changu chimuno amuziye kuti zvinonzwa zvinoita
kuti. One of them says, draw your master or daddy.
Mwobati daddy chimbotiratidzai masuru yenyu.
Oh, you got such big muscle.
But my wee, mune masuru hombe kwazvo.
There's not much there.
Hapana masuru yakambokura.
But as long
asi chero.
They think that
vachifunga kudaro.
It makes me feel good.
Zvinoita kuti ndinzwe zvakanaka.
Oh, our heavenly Father.
Ah, Mwari wedu kumusoro kudenga.
He likes for his children.
Anofarira kuti vana vake.
To know that he has got muscle.
Vaziye kuti iye ane masuru.
He can do things for them.
Anogona kuvaitira zvimwe zvinhu.
God is dying to help you. God is dying to ensure that you get what you are in need of.
Mwari vari kudishisa kuti iwewe uone chauri kuda iwe.
He is looking for a situation.
Vari kutsvaga mukana.
He is looking for an occasion.
Vari kutsvaga mamiriro ezvinhu.
So that at least he can flex his muscle.
Kuti vamboratidzawo mashuru dzavo.
So that you can approach him and say,
vosvika kwari voti,
the Lord of hosts.
Jehovah,
the mighty conqueror,
Mukundi Mukuru,
the one that fights all our battles. But you can't say that until there is a battle. So in other words, God can create a situation on your behalf.
Mari vanogona kugadzira chimiro vachiitira iwewe.
I am remembering Job.
Ndirikurangarira Job.
God created an occasion for Job.
Vakasika mukana wa Job.
Until the devil
kusvikira Satan
came and fought Job.
Akauya kuzorwisa Job.
But Job knew.
As Job is here.
God is my protection.
Kuti Mwari ndochengetedzo
yangu. Even though the skin worms.
Kunyangwe makonye mutumbi
wangu. Destroy this body.
Akaparadza miri wangu.
But one thing I know.
Chandinoziya bedzi.
God is my protection.
Mwari ndochengetedzo yangu.
I am not worried.
Handine chekani.
Even if God will chastise me.
Kunyangwe Mwari vakandirova nishamo.
I am happy in God's chastisement.
Ini ndinofara nokurangwa naMwari.
I like God's chastisement, brother. I'm remembering
David.
When he had sinned against God in numbering the people. Three options were put on him. 7 years of famine. Fleeing from your enemy 3 months. Or a pestilence 3 days. David said,
David akati,
let me die in the hands of the Lord. For his mercies are so great. God's chastisement is such great protection. Let me not fall in the hands of men. If some put their trust in chariots, some in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord. They are brought down by this name of our Lord. Even if you ask for reinforcement, brother, from a superpower, if the Bible says in Isaiah, woe unto them that go down to Egypt looking for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots because there are many and in horsemen because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel. Neither seek the Lord. Listen to verse 3. Now the Egyptians are men. Hallelujah, do you hear that? Even if they are superpower, they are still men and not God. And their horse is flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretch out his hand, who is this Lord? The one who gives our protection. Now both he that helpeth shall fall.
Zvino iye anobatsira achawa.
And he that is hoping shall fall down.
Ne uyo abatsirwa acho achawira pasi.
And they shall all fail together.
Vachakundikana pamwe chete.
So why do you want help? Protection from another man. Our protection is in God. The Lord shall cause thy enemies that rise against thee to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before these seven ways. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Oh, you brother and sister, the word is telling us, if you take him as his protection, there is no need for you to fear. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, when they come to eat my flesh, they shall stumble, they shall fall. Even though an host should encamp against you, my heart shall not fear. Though a war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. I am confident in the name of the Lord, because I know I have protection in him. Oh, brother and sister, when you have a situation, praise the Lord. You start praising the Lord to say, Lord, I want to thank you because you have entrusted me. I know through this you are going to flex your muscles. Don't help yourself. Don't help God either. Remember the disciples when they were in that ship, when the storm came, they started helping themselves. They were taking water out, but they should have realized the Lord God is our protection. When they realized that, when they came to the end of their wits, all the impossible became possible. It's not by might, it's not by power. Oh, praise be the name of the Lord. They were using natural force to scoop water out. They were using natural force to roll the oars. But when God himself, with the skin, flesh on the skin, he just rose up and said, peace, be still. Oh, brother and sister, sometimes we spend unnecessarily our energy call him on the scene. He is the one who emptied himself into Christ and eventually emptied himself in you to give you power, to give you overcoming power. Remember 28 February 1963, when the angels came down, the revelations of the seals to give power back to the believer. Now you know. Protection is in the word of God. Brother, if you think you are not secure, I want to encourage you this morning. Accept the Lord Jesus Christ. Accept the Holy Ghost in you. Whatever then comes, yes, we'll fight the Holy Ghost in you. Exactly, the Holy Ghost is fire. That's why even the Hebrew boys, when they were given another option to recant
pavakapiwa sarudzo yekuti vadzikisire chitendero chavo.
They said God is our protection.
Vakabva vati Mwari ndo chengetedzo yedu.
He said even in the fire,
zvikanzi kunyangwe moto,
we are safe under God's protection.
Takachengetedzwa pasi pechengetedzo
yaSamuel. That created the fourth man in the fire.
Zvakaunza murume wechina mumoto.
Let your situation, brother and sister,
rega chimiro chako hamana.
Let it also produce the fourth man.
Ngatiunze murume wechina.
We are sick and tired of courting other people.
Isutaneta nokutsvaga vamwe vanhu.
We also want people to court about us as well.
Taneta nekunokora vamwe vatoda vanhu vatinokorewe isusu
vataura. It is possible, brother.
Zvinokwanisika.
In fact, we are the ones whom the end of the world has come. Daniel wanted to live in this time because he realized we are going to do exploits.
Tisu vanhu vasvikirwa nemagume enyika. Daniel aida kutorarama munguva ino nekuti aiziva kuti mune mabasa makuru.
Daniel realized.
Daniel akacherechedza.
Shutting the mouth of a lion is just but nothing.
Kuti kuvhara miromo yeshumba hazvina maturo hazvireve chinhu.
No wonder why he wanted to live in this end time message.
Ndokusaka aida kurarama munguva ino yekupedzisira.
So you are a privileged people, my sister.
Muri vanhu vakakomborerwa hama
nezvazvo. Don't look down upon yourself.
Usazvitarisire pasi.
God is looking to you.
Mwari vakatarisa kwauri.
Because the baton stick has been handed over to you.
Nekuti ndiwe wapiwa baton stick racho chimuti.
Brother, run! The team is on the winning side.
Chibva watomhanya nesimba rako reshe team iri kuhwina.
We are not on the losing side.
Hatisi kudyiwa kwete.
You are a winner, woman.
Iwewe.
You are a winner, man.
Uri murume anokunda.
We are on the winning side.
Tisu verutivi ruri kugurira.
Even when you are sick,
nyango uchirwara,
tell that lying devil.
Taurira Satan uyu.
Therefore you are a liar.
Satan unoreva
nema. When I am sick,
handi ndichirwara,
I am strong.
Ini ndakasimba.
You can even raise to your feet.
Unoona kuti simba.
You can even start walking.
Utanga kutofamba.
Just to flex your muscle.
Ongoratidzira masimba.
Possible, brother and sister. This lying devil should be bound and put exactly where he belongs. You are a son of God. You are a daughter of God. Live as a son of God. Don't allow the devil to look down upon you. Look down upon the devil. Look at him right in the face. You tell the devil, you better try next door.
Next door panava.
As for me and my house, we are under God's protection. Because, brother, you have accepted the token. Let the death angel pass. God's bride is safe at last. We are waiting, brother. The other people are waiting. Even in the souls under in prison, they are crying how long? They are waiting for you, brother. They are waiting for you, sister. So that your faith, divine faith for healing, brother, so that it's boosted. When it is boosted, it stays rapturing faith. That will bring down Moses and Elijah. Under the sixth seal anointing. And
you
will then go to heaven in the rapture. Because we are protected. Under Malachi 4's ministry. Under the word of God. You are only safe, brother and sister. If you are in the word of God. The word of God defeats the enemy. Anytime, anywhere. Under any condition. Look for the hardest condition, brother and sister. This is the first day in the church after 2 months or three, after last year.
Rinoga, those were tanga church, mshere mengezi miri, vagorera kapura.
The waters are like this, brother.
Vura zakada.
The prophet, when he jumps into the pool,
mporofita pano jambira mui mudziva.
When he raises one finger,
Pano shimuza munhu wekutanga.
He is saying no, the water is not conducive for you to come in.
Ari kutaura mana mushapinde muno muri kutonhora.
But when you see he is raising two fingers.
Asi ukaona minwe miri yakashimuka sezvizvi.
He is saying, brother,
ari kuti
those that are sick,
avo veshe vari kurwara,
jump in and receive your healing.
Mukamuchire kuponeswa.
Those in need of the Holy Ghost,
vari kuda mweya mutsvene,
the Holy Ghost is available.
Mweya mutsvene urimo.
Those who need children,
vari kuda vana,
10 years.
Vane
makore 10 years without a child.
Vane vasina mwana.
Yes, these two fingers are up like this.
Minwe miri yakashimuka sezvizvi.
Those who have been troubled by the devil,
vashungurudzwa nemadhimoni,
no businesses,
vashina
mabasa, no jobs,
vashina mabasa.
The two fingers the prophet is saying,
vashimudzwa minwe miri
yakura. Up, brother. It is up to you to throw away everything that you are doing and just jump in and receive what you are in need of, because you are under the protection of the seventh message. Let's stand on our feet. We'll just have a song.
Chamber.